The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline a table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, in the Gospel this morning, we're at a little section of the Gospel in chapter 14 where Luke has put together three little stories, and they all involve sitting at a table, and they all involve dinner and fellowship and communion. And interesting, in the Gospel of Luke, he has Jesus doing this 10 times, having dinner in various places with various different people. And the idea of Luke doing that was that Jesus used dinner or table friendship and communion as a means of turning the whole social order right upside down on its head, so to speak, and especially intended for the elders and the Pharisees and people like yourself and myself. Because none of us, and you'll see in a few moments how we too behave not too dissimilar from the Pharisees and the elders. I was yesterday evening, I was celebrating Mass up in St. Andrew's at 5 p.m. And we normally go outside and come in the front door of the church from the street. And just outside the door at St. Andrew's, there's a little bench there. And sitting on the bench was an elderly man. He looked like he didn't have a bath or a shower for about 6 months sitting there. And I noticed everybody, all the Christians and the Catholics on the way into Mass, totally ignored him, didn't even want to have contact with him. He's sitting there. Well, I stopped and I said, "Hello, how are you?" And I got the most beautiful smile. Just, he is a human being. Don't forget that. And there's no difference between that poor man and any one of us here, including me, none. In the eyes of God, he's every bit as important as any one of us. But we don't like people like that. We can be very, very prejudiced. We would say we're not, but believe me, we can be very prejudiced. Look at your friends, how you carefully chose your friends, how we carefully chose who we have at table with us and who we don't have. And do I ever do anything? I have to ask myself without expecting some kind of repayment. I'm not just talking about monetary repayment, but reputational repayment, or that people will think better of me or more of me. And then look again at ourselves and have we got an opinion of ourselves? Well, I'm here now long enough to know most of you here in the parish, and I could tell you sitting here who has an opinion of themselves. Yes. Now, those people who have that opinion of themselves think nobody else notices. We all do. So it's all playing a game, isn't it? And Jesus never played any games like that. Now, some of you also are old enough to go back and remember the time when you came to Mass, we'd have an altar rail, right? And only the priests and certain people could go inside the altar rail, and everybody else was outside. There was that division, the in-group and the out-group. I remember back home in Ireland as a young person, when you went to Mass on a Sunday, there was different doors you could go into the church. Over there was the three-penny door. And this is serious, that's where the posh people went. Over on the other side was the penny door, and that's where the ordinary poor folks went, in the penny door. And then when you went into church, the three-penny people were over there, wouldn't dare mix with the penny people over here. And the priests advocated that kind of things. But thank God we've taken away the altar rails. But what have we done now? We're building walls. Keep them out. Again, separating people, prejudging people, condemning people. I wonder, what would Jesus think of that? If Jesus was here this morning, what would he be talking about? He'd be right there. Would Jesus approve of building walls and send them home and so on? And I don't see how, as a Christian, anybody can approve of that and think that's a good thing. Now, a lot of people may not like hearing that, but it's a fact. And we really got to look into our own hearts this morning and ask ourselves, where are we in all this? Where are we in the world today? We live in a very polarized world. Well, hopefully, Jesus never encouraged that. But do we encourage it by our opinions, by the things we say, and the things we do? Every single person in this world has an innate human dignity, God-given dignity. And the sooner we begin to realize that and respect it, the better people we're going to become. That's what the gospel this morning is all about. People wanting to be in the special honor, seats of honor, and so on. And, you know, you have to be careful to don't go too far, but, you know, why do we, Jesus wants us to live just a simple life. Now, it all begins with me. It all begins with me. So, if I realize, which I do try to realize every day, that God loves me just as I am, nothing more and nothing less. And so, going back to that poor old man last night, sitting there looking miserable, God loves him just as he is, with every bit as much love as he has for me or you or anybody else. And when I realize, you know, we're always putting expectations on people. And it happens very often in marriage. The real secret of marriage is to accept the other person as they are. You have no right to change anybody. Real love accepts the person in front of you as they are. That's how Jesus was. And talking about marriage, I had the joy, and I mean the joy, of meeting a lovely couple this morning, about 20 minutes ago, coming in that door. They're over on my left, Dick and Betty, 72 years married. Isn't that wonderful? 72 years. 72 years, what a commitment. And Betty is not mobile, and poor Dick, I don't know, you must be a fierce age, Dick. 95, well, God bless you. And he's pushing Betty up the wheelchair, up that ramp. It's a joy to meet you. Well done. Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you'll never make 72 2 years the way you're going. No, don't be looking, don't be tapping him on the shoulder. So we meet wonderful people like that. And so if you ask Dick and Betty, they've had their ups and downs, but they had that commitment. And that's what it's all about, commitment. And we need to be committed to the Lord. And we show that in the way we live, in the things we do, and in the things we say. And to accept people, we need to do that today. When not accepting people, when disparaging people, when condemning people seems to be the flavor of the times. Seems to be, you know, where. How do you feel when you read, you know, bad news about somebody, do you feel, oh, I'm not like that? Well, there, but for the grace of God, go I, or go you. Never forget that. To really come before God in your weakness, with all your faults and with all your failings. I'm standing before you this morning with many faults and many failings, and I've come to the beautiful conclusion I'm never going to be able to overcome them. But I know that God will accept me as I am, failings, faults, and all. And he does that to you too. And so when you see other people out there, don't be so quick to judge. Just accept them where they are, how they are, and as they are.